With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The ravages of the war in Gaza, brought on by the brutal Hamas terror attack on Israel in October, continues to take a heavy toll on Palestinian civilians, as the BBC's Shaina Khalil explains.
We've seen footage of Palestinian Red Crescent first responders who are walking on foot trying to navigate the destruction to try and get to people under the rubble. But it's going to be very difficult because the road that links the Al-Maghazi refugee camp, Al-Burej and Nusrat has been shut down after the airstrike. So the rescue operation is going to be hindered. But also remember that hospitals in Gaza have been struggling for a while. The WHO has said that many times. As the rescue operation struggles, so will the medical operation as well.
And it was an exceedingly bloody weekend in the war. Along with Palestinian casualties, Israel reports a number of its soldiers killed in combat over the weekend rose to 17. Also at SRNnews.com, if they're hoping to win friends and influence people to their cause, these protesters might want to consider a different strategy.
Airports across the country are packed with holiday travelers this weekend. FlightAware reports there have been over 1,900 flights delayed or canceled into or out of the United States. Making things even worse, video on social media showed pro-Hamas supporters blocking cars trying to get into O'Hare Airport. A series of coordinated protests called, quote, "No Xmas as usual in a genocide," end quote, attempted to disrupt the Christian holiday by blocking popular shopping areas both in the United States and the UK. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A subdued Christmas celebration in the Holy Land. Traditional holiday events in Bethlehem have been canceled. No tourists, no pilgrims this year. No grand displays. The manger square nativity scene and Christmas tree noticeably absent. SRN News. Does your church have a succession plan?
According to research by the Barna Group, most of America's congregations have no idea what they will do when their current pastor decides to retire. Given the fact that the country's clergymen are aging and fewer young men are entering the pipeline, Barna says it's an important matter that churches need to start thinking about sooner rather than later. Only 16% of pastors are under the age of 40 in this country. The average age is 52. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelical Christians continue to make up a large part of former President Trump's support as he seeks the Republican presidential nomination in 2024. Pastor Robert Jeffers of First Baptist Dallas, not surprised that evangelicals are standing by Mr. Trump, even as other candidates tout their faith. Jeffers says conservative Christians continue to support Donald Trump because of his biblical policies. This is SRN News. The Environmental Protection Agency is ramping up its work in the field, increasing its inspections of industrial sites to a level not seen since before the start of the COVID pandemic.
It's part of a broader Biden administration effort to reinvigorate environmental enforcement. Budget cuts imposed more than a decade ago slashed enforcement staff by roughly 950 positions. The EPA is moving to add about 300 positions.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Wall Street is quiet today with the financial markets closed in observance of Christmas. On Friday, the stock market notched its eighth straight winning week with a subdued finish. It's back to business as usual tomorrow with Wall Street reopening on its regular schedule. It's been quite a year for the stock market. The Dow is up 13% on the year. The Nasdaq advanced 43%, and the S&P gained 24% this year. More details at srnnews.com.